It's been 3 years since the Superman movie, Man of Steel, arrived in theaters. Put another way, it has been 3 years since DC Comics has released a superhero movie. Meanwhile, its rival Marvel has earned more than $9 billion from a dozen Men in Spandex films. So now, the Man of Steel sequel, Batman v Superman: Dawn of Justice, has some serious catching up to do. Does it have what it takes? We asked NPR critic Bob Mondello.
Orphans, orphans everywhere, and not a drop to drink. Seriously, I need a drink. Batman v Superman is freighted not so much with entertainment value as with enough talk of fallen gods, absent parents, and dissolute heroes to fuel a Greek tragedy. And for much of the film's 2.5 hours, director Zack Snyder seems convinced that that's what he's making. Or as bad guy Lex Luthor puts it, with a bit more pizzazz,
"The greatest gladiator match in the history of the world. God versus man. Day versus night. Son of Krypton versus Bat of Gotham."
It takes a while to pit these two iconic good guys against each other, but the script gives them reasons. Straight Arrow Clark Kent goes after vigilantes, both as a reporter and as a superhero, because he feels guilty that whole blocks of Metropolis got wiped out along with the bad guys at the end of his last movie. Brooding, bat-suited billionaire Bruce Wayne blames Superman for that collateral damage and worries that it's just the start.
"He has the power to wipe out the entire human race, and if we believe there's even a 1% chance that he is our enemy, we have to take it as an absolute certainty."
Wait, what? 1% means absolute certainty? Well, never mind. These guys are smart. Surely they can talk things out, though it's probably not helpful that Lex Luthor is the one doing the introductions.
"Hey, Bruce Wayne meets Clark Kent. I love it. I love bringing people together. How are we?"
"Lex."
"Hi, hello. Lex, it is a pleasure. Ow, wow, that is a good grip. You should not pick a fight with this person."
Jesse Eisenberg mostly manages to make Lex Luthor an annoying villain rather than an alarming one, but Ben Affleck's graying Batman owns the alarm concession anyway, growling, prowling, literally branding bad guys. Henry Cavill's Superman is comparatively subdued, floating down majestically from on high, lips curled with what looks like indigestion. The half of the film not devoted to establishing why they're fighting is devoted to making the fight seem plausibly even. Batman is, after all, a guy with gizmos, not superpowers.
"Thermal imaging is showing me 24 hostiles on the third floor. Why don't I drop you off on the second?"
Everyone acts up a storm, plumbing psychological nuances that are not really what most people go to superhero epics for. But what's a poor studio to do when Marvel has pretty much cornered the jokey, ironic detachment market? Director Snyder plays to what I suppose you'd have to call his strengths, laying on the moody atmospherics and Hans Zimmer's score while keeping the images grand enough to support the obligatory special effects dust-up with a monster.
"What have you done?"
The filmmakers save a secret weapon for late in the film, Wonder Woman, who shows up more or less unannounced.
"She with you?"
"I thought she was with you."
Gal Gadot will doubtless get to do more next time, and yeah, there will be a next time, even if this time has turned out to be a lot less fun than it should be. I'm Bob Mondello.